When it comes to nutrition, it's super fascinating, and there's nutrition information, advice, tips and tricks everywhere now. With the rise of social media, with all different companies, brands, organizations, getting more nutrition recommendations out there, nutrition information is all over the place. And this is a good and bad thing. We can get a lot of high quality nutrition information, but you can also get stuck and overwhelmed by all of the fads, the trends, by all of the latest quick fixes. And unfortunately, I think all of this is trickling down to sometimes misinform the younger athletes. And when it comes down to it, for the younger athletes, really they just need to develop fundamental nutrition habits, create a good relationship with food, and do habits that are sustainable in the long run. Things that they can carry on well beyond into their adult life. So that's what I want to talk about today. Just some of the information, the perspectives of how should we help to inform and create better habits and practices with the younger athletes. This is a great episode for the young athletes out there, but also for everyone around them, coaches, parents, support staff. We can all do our part to help our younger athletes not only support their overall health, but also their sports performance. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about all of these topics, strategies, conversations that deal with optimizing human performance. And for all of my returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in for another episode. And for everyone out there, if you haven't heard some of the previous episodes, go check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. There's been a lot of great solo episodes, one like today where I cover a small bite-sized chunk of some aspect or facet that relates to optimizing human performance. And there's been also a lot of great guest interviews, guests who've come on, shared their stories, their journeys, their experiences, something that we can learn from, take some of their gems and apply it to our journey to optimize our performance. And in addition to this podcast, be sure to check out all of my social media channels. Everything across the board can be found at HNL Movement for more free content. And also check out my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel has a lot of great video highlight clips of these guest interviews, so you can watch some of the video content that matches the audio that you've been listening to. And also stay tuned for more resources and content coming down the pipeline. So everything, again, you can find me at HNL Movement. And lastly, if you find any value or benefit from this content, be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues, anyone else that might find some benefit as well. And also share with me how this has been helping you. So you can contact me through social media, through my website contact page, or just email me directly at andrew@hnlmovement.com. I would love to hear some of the feedback, some of the questions that you have, and it can also drive and inspire me to create more content around some of the questions that everyone has out there. So with all of that, let's jump into today's episode. And it's all about helping our younger athletes to be informed and create a healthy and sustainable nutrition base. And this is something that, with all of the noise out there in this nutrition space and all of the things from high quality, incredible information to things that are just unfortunately trying to push out a product or push out a theory without much evidence or a sound thought process out there, I think there's the whole spectrum of high quality information and information that we probably shouldn't be pushing on our younger athletes. So that's what I want to try to give and share some perspective on. And this is just my approach. So this is what I think, based off of the evidence, the literature, based off of coaching younger athletes and talking about nutrition with younger athletes, this is what I think is a good way to help them to create sustainable habits, but also help them to focus on the important building blocks of nutrition and also create a healthy relationship with food. And you've heard me say this many times before. Nutrition is more than just fuel for your body. It's more than just food to keep us satisfied. Nutrition has so many other components linked to it. Things like mental and emotional components or influences, social components, cultural components as well, and all of these other facets that it's really integrated with every single aspect of our life. What we choose to eat, our nutrition habits, that affects and is part of our entire lifestyle. And I think one of the big things or fundamental building blocks of nutrition is to just make sure that we create a healthy or foster a healthy relationship with food. And we want to do this at a young age so that we view nutrition as, again, more than just fuel for our body, or more than just something that we're going to use to cope with certain situations or cope with certain whatever it might be that we use food as a coping mechanism. We don't want that to turn into this kind of unhealthy, unproductive kind of lifestyle for us that actually has a negative impact on our relationship with food. And along those lines, we want to make sure that we're emphasizing or fostering that all of the whole food sources that we find in nature, all of the meals that we enjoy eating, that's really what nutrition is about. Nutrition isn't about supplements, or it isn't about finding quick fixes to take shortcuts. Nutrition is about trying to enjoy the meals that nourish our body. So that's what I want to bring it back to. And the first point that I want to make is that we got to remember that younger athletes, adolescent athletes, they're really growing. A lot of changes are happening physically in their body, metabolically in their body, hormonally in their body. So we cannot treat them like adults. And I think that's the one point that I want to emphasize, is that as nutrition information and research gets more robust and we're starting to uncover newfound knowledge, we need to remember that there are some unknown differences between young adults who are fully matured physically and adolescent athletes and younger athletes who are going through puberty, going through that phase where they're physically developing, mentally, emotionally, socially, hormonally, all of these things. And with that, I will say that, and I'll preface this by, nutrition is not my area of expertise and research. But there are a lot more limited studies when it comes to younger athletes for a wide variety of reasons. Ethically, it's harder to collect data and do nutritional studies on younger athletes, maybe for privacy reasons, or we need parental consent, right? Because they're underage. So whatever the reasons are, it's harder to do research on younger athletes. And because of that, studies are more limited when it comes to this younger demographic. But there are studies that can help us to create a thought process to understand what are some of the similarities and differences between young athletes and adult athletes, where we do have more information and more research has been done on adult athletes, that population. So because of that, without getting into details or theories, there are differences that we should not apply all of the more advanced, what I would call advanced nutritional strategies and techniques that we see in adults. We should not apply that to the younger athletes because we just don't know. And what we really want to do is we want to create a good fundamental nutrition base for these younger athletes so that when they do get to higher levels of competition, at least they have a sound nutritional base and they have good sustainable nutrition habits that will help to support their athletic performance along with more advanced nutritional strategies. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is that what you see a professional athlete doing with nutrition outside of what is the fundamentals, right? More advanced strategies. We shouldn't automatically say that's suited for the younger high school athlete or intermediate athlete because they just have different nutritional needs. Their body is developing still yet. There's a lot of differences between a professional athlete who's fully grown and a younger athlete. So that leads me into my second point. What are some of the basics? And I think the basics are teaching athletes how to enjoy, this is really basic, what we do when we're probably growing up, how to enjoy meals from whole foods, from nourishing food sources, less from the processed packaged foods, supplementation. We want to put that secondary and we want to emphasize and focus primarily on getting whole food sources and enjoying meals and creating a healthy relationship with food. And that includes educating athletes on what the makeup of a balanced meal is like. What are whole food sources? What are things that you enjoy that are very nourishing for our body? Even just eating 3 meals a day at least. Emphasizing that you want to eat lunch before your afternoon practices after school. And then after that, make sure that you eat a nourishing dinner. Educating them that we want to stay hydrated consistently throughout the day. We want to give our body a wide variety of foods so that we get a wide range of nutrients, and we want that consistently throughout the day. Again, just creating these sound fundamental nutrition habits. And when you start to teach and emphasize these basics, all of the other things that you see in nutrition resources or studies, they tend to take care of themselves. meaning macronutrient ratios and what micronutrients are we getting or what are we deficient in. All of that seems to take care of itself. And I've said this in many nutrition episodes in the past. You don't need to be an expert in nutrition and food sciences to actually have good sustainable nutrition habits. But at the same time, I would say that these good sustainable nutrition habits, they don't happen by accident. We're focusing on the things that help to provide us all of the nutrients and nourishment that we need through our meals and our foods. So that is the big message that I have. And I think the one take-home point of this is for all young athletes, really emphasize and encourage them to try to get as much of their nourishment and foods and enjoy meals from whole food sources first. You want your nutrition habits to be enjoyable, things that you like to eat, things that support your overall health, and in turn, it will help to support your overall athletic performance. And also, the last thing that I want to add is that when we think of athletic performance and nutrition, a lot of the things that come to mind are supplementation. I really want to emphasize that for younger athletes, a lot of big organizations in the nutrition space have emphasized that supplementations are not really necessary for the younger athlete. Really, we can get all of the nutrients obtained through just your overall dietary consumption, eating whole food sources, eating your regular meals throughout the day. And in fact, that makes a lot of sense because supplementations are meant to supplement whole food sources. Supplementation is not meant to replace whole food sources. So that's something that we can help to educate our younger athletes on and really start to make them understand that you want to eat meals throughout the day, well-balanced meals, you want to enjoy a variety of foods and nutrients, and you want to give your body that consistently, because that's one of the aspects of why nutrition is so important, is that what we're consuming, our body is going to adapt and utilize the nutrients and absorb things and help to support the overall way our body functions and the ability that we can adapt to training, to sports practices, and just elevating our overall performance. So I just want to end with, if you're around younger athletes, youth, adolescent athletes, whether you're a coach, you're a parent, you're working with them in some other capacity, we really want to support helping them to build a solid nutritional foundation or base. And that involves a lot of just focusing on the basics, trying to get away from some of the noise out there with supplementation, with what pro athletes are doing, and just help them to, one, create a healthy relationship with food, and two, get majority of their nutrients from whole food sources and get that throughout the day consistently. And with that, I plan to put some resources out there so that younger athletes start to understand meal makeup, balance of foods, understanding what options they have, because I'm big on that. If you don't feel like you have a lot of options, you're going to get stuck. It's not going to be sustainable, and you're going to have a hard time to keep some consistent habits going. So stay tuned for all of that. I plan to put out more resources again. So check out my YouTube channel, check out my social media channels, because more things are coming down the pipeline. But the last thing for everyone out there, think about what it is you're doing with nutrition on a regular basis. And I've also said this in previous episodes before. And just ask yourself one simple question. And again, think about this beyond just physically what the food is providing you. Think about this from a bird's eye view. Overall, what impact is it having on the quality of your life? So the one question that I want everyone to ask them is, how is this working for me? So whatever you're doing, whatever meal choices, whatever other influences affecting your meal choices are, ask yourself, how is this working for me? And again, do not change anything drastically. Just look for little better options. And if we constantly do that, you're going to start to see that there are a wide range of options out there that actually work better for you. And I think a lot of us can, if we start to pay attention to this, can make the changes that actually do work better for us. I won't go too much more in depth into that. You can go check out some of my other previous nutrition podcast episodes where I kind of dive into that concept a little bit more. But overall, just focus on the basics. I think when we focus on the basics, you'll notice that it spills over and positively affects all these other areas of your life, including training and sports performance. And whatever is working for you, feel free to share it with me. You can reach out or comment on social media. You can email me directly again. And be sure to stay tuned to all of the other content that's coming out in the future. So other than that, I don't have anything else for this episode. I hope everyone is doing well. Keep doing all the things that you're doing, training hard, striving for your goals, and also focus on creating sustainable nutrition habits. I release episodes every Tuesday, so I will be back here same time, same place next week. Until then, have a great rest of your week, everyone. Aloha.